الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، على من لا نبي بعده، ولا أمة بعد أمته، ولا شريعة بعد شريعته، ولا كتاب بعد كتابه، صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه، وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب، أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعاني، فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون. وقال تعالى في مقام آخر: والذين يدعون من دونه لا يستجيبون لهم بشيء إلا كباسط كفيه إلى الماء ليبلغ فاه وما هو ببالغه، وما دعاء الكافرين إلا في ضلال. وقال تعالى في مقام آخر: قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله، إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا، إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. صدق الله المولانا العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected علماء اكرام، brothers and elders in Islam, only through the mercy of Allah تبارك وتعالى are we seated here. May Allah Pak give us the tawfiq to sit with the correct understanding. And may Allah give us the tawfiq that these talks do not become an entertainment and informative talk, but rather it boosts and induces us to come closer towards Allah Pak. Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu says, we were sitting with Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addresses us by saying, Kharaja min indi khalili Jibreel anifa. My friend Jibreel just departed from here. And he narrated one waqiyah to me. He says, وَالَّذِي بَعْثَكَ بِالْحَقِّ. By the qasam of that Allah who has made you a Nabi and send you in this dunya. إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ. From amongst the servants of Allah, there is one servant. عَبَدَ اللَّهَ خَمْسَ مِئَ سَنَة. He made the ibadat of Allah Pak for 500 years. عَلَى رَأْسِ جَبَلٍ, on the peak of one mountain. And this mountain was surrounded by water, by ocean. In this remote place, he made the ibadat of Allah for 500 consecutive years. And beneath this mountain, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala took out one spring of water. And there was one tree, a pomegranate tree, on which he lived. He made dua to Allah Pak, Ya Allah, when it is time for me to leave this dunya, then take my soul in such a way that I'm prostrating before you. وَاللَّهَ يَجْعَلَ لِلْأَرْضِ وَلَا لِشَيْءٍ يُفْسِدُهُ عَلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا. And Allah, don't grant permission to any insect on this earth, or neither the earth, to eat on my body or to feed on my body. Allah accepted both these du'as. He left this dunya while he was prostrating before Allah Pak. What a honor. What a honor, respected friends. Allahu Akbar. While conversing with Allah Pak, a man leaves this dunya. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when this very same person will come in front of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then Allah will decide regarding him, أَدْخِلُوا عَبْدِي الْجَنَّةَ بِرَحْمَتِي. Take my servant and put him in Jannat on the basis of my ni'mat and my bounties upon him. So he will say, لَا يَا رَبَّلْ بِعَمَلِي. Oh Allah, I want to enter the garden of bliss, but on the basis of my actions and not on the basis of your mercy. Where's my 500 years of ibadat? Bearing in mind, 500 consecutive years away from insan in a remote place, only making the ibadat of Allah. So Allah will command the malaika, now take my ibadat, take his ibadat one side and take my favors upon him and wait. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَتُوْجَدُ نِعْمَةُ الْبَصَرِ. The ni'mat of sight that Allah Pak has bestowed you and I, and had bestowed him, this one ni'mat will cover the 500 years of his ibadat. So now the balance of the body is sitting with no ibadat. So the eyes can be saved from Jahannam, but the balance of the body is entitled for Jahannam. So Allah will now come and take the servant of mine and throw him into Jahannam. So he will be brought in front of Jahannam. He will then ask Allah Pak. He will address the Malaika. Oh Allah, I want to enter into Jannat, but because of your mercy, not my amal. So Allah will say, bring him once again in my court. Allah will ask him, Ya Abdi man khalaqaka walam takun shay'a. Oh my servant, you are boasting and you are bragging about your ibadat. Who created you when you were nothing? Today a man forgets Allah because of his dunya and the degrees of his dunya and his wealth. It comes in the hadith of Qudsi, Man awsala ilayka al-ghidha wa anta janinun fi batni ummik. Oh my servant, you are under the impression it's because of your company in which degree was supplying food to you in the womb of your mother when you were fetus. Which degree was assisting and which degree was protecting you in the womb of your mother? وَحَوَّلْتُ وَجْهَكَ إِلَىٰ ظَهْرِهَا لِأَلَّا تَضُرَّكَ كَرَائِهَةُ الطَّعَامِ. Allah says, and I turned your face to the back of your mother so that the dirt in the womb of your mother must not harm you. Look at the nizam of Allah Park in the womb of that mother. The mother is must using her eyes. And at that time Allah appoints the angel to bless that fetus with eyes. What power of Allah must be coming into Josh to make the decision that the mother is must using her eyes and at the same time the angel is granting the child eyes. Allah. فَلَمَّا أَنْ تَمَّتْ مُدَّةُ أَشْهُرِكَ أَوْحَيْتُ إِلَى الْمَلَكِ الْمُوَكَّلِ فَأَخْرَجَكَ عَلَىٰ رِيشَةٍ مِّنْ جَنَاحِهِ. When it was time to depart from the womb of your mother, then I commanded one angel to come and remove you on his wing, whose task is only to remove the baby from the wombs of their mothers. And this mercy of mine is for Musa alayhi salam also and for Firaun also. It's for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and for Abu Jahl also. وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Allah took you out of the womb of your mother when you knew nothing, you were ignorant. لَا لَكَ سِنٌّ تَقْطَعُ لَا لَكَ يَدٌ تَبْطِشُ. You could not see, you could not hear, you were totally helpless. And after acquiring everything, wallah, you are still totally helpless. Few months ago there was drought, man was helpless, now there's floods, man is helpless. What can he do? What is modern technology? When there's no rain, he cannot bring rain. And wallah, when there's floods, he cannot stop rain. He's helpless. He is totally at the mercy of Allah Pak. And these halata also come in on our action. مَا مِنْ قَوْمٍ يَذْهَرُ فِيهِمُ الزِّنَا إِلَّا أُخِذُوا بِالسَّنَةِ. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiallahu anhu is the narrator of the hadith. That nation in which zina will become common, Allah Pak will afflict the drought upon them. So today when there is a drought, then we look for every cause other than our action. The cause for everything. ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس. Whatever evil and corruption you are seeing, it is on the basis of the actions of man. And Allah is so merciful. Allah is so merciful. ليذيقهم بعض الذي عملوا لعلهم يرجعون. Allah says, I'm sending down conditions according to the actions. But I'm not sending these conditions now to prove them a point. Look at what power we got. If you carry on like this, I'll destroy you. I am trying to remind those servants of mine who forgot me to once again come back to me. My purpose of sending down these azab are not to prove a point. When the child doesn't listen, first the father, what great adab, he explains to him, oh my son, you have to study hard. You have to become something in life. But if he doesn't, then he has to use the rod. So when he uses the rod, he is not trying to prove power over his son. The idea is to win him over. Likewise, when condition comes, today a man wonders. When halat come, my respected friend said to say what statement makes insan makes against Allah Pak. Allahu Akbar. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam told Allah, Allah, I will invite towards your deen, but people are speaking ill of me. Ya Allah, control the tongues of men and I will continue your message. Allah told Musa, Aray Musa, they didn't leave me, where they'll leave you?
Allah.
Musa, they didn't leave me. When a problem comes and a calamity comes, Ya Allah, one woman lost her son. Listen to this, friend. Allah, if it had to be your son, you would have known how I am feeling. Al-Iyadu Billah. Allah, if it had to be your son, then you would have known what I'm experiencing. وَمَنْ نَزَلَ مُصِيبَةً وَمَنْ يَشْكُو مُصِيبَةً نَزَلَتْ بِهِ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُو رَبَّهُ. Whoever complains of a calamity that has befallen him, he is actually questioning the decision of Allah Pak. He is questioning the decision of Allah. So halat are coming on our action. Coming back to the waqiyah. So Allah asked him, who created you when you were nothing? He says, Anta ya Rab, you O my Allah. Man qawwaka li'ibadati 500 sana. You mean ibadat for 500 years, but who gave you the strength to make the ibadat? And I'll add to it, who gave you the strength and who gave you the tawfiq also? There are people that can stay hungry for longer hours than you and I, but they are deprived of fasting. So one is to have the strength and one is to have the tawfiq from Allah Pak. I mentioned, if a man has deen, then there isn't a greater ni'mat for him in his old age than iman. If a man has deen, then old age is a ni'mat from Allah, because 24 hours he'll make the ibadat of Allah. And wallah, if a man hasn't got iman and he's not obeying the orders of Allah, then there isn't a greater calamity for him than old age. Because days are just going by without him performing salah. So he's not doing anything good, but his bad deeds are increasing day by day. He's better if he's 6 feet down. And if a man's got iman in old age, then wallah, 24 hours of his time will be spent in the masjid. So tawfiq comes from Allah. Look at our elders. Great, great ulama ikram. At what age, what qurbani they are doing. One brother was mentioning to me, Malna Sayyid Khan Sahib, atallahu baqahu, who spent time with Malna Ilyas, rahmatullahi alayhi. They were traveling for one istima now. Maulana's age is above 90. They were traveling something like 1500 kilometers one day. 24 hours. And here, unfortunately, if a man hasn't got iman, then 24 hours, I'm sorry to say, his eyes will be glued to the TV. So his old age is taking him deeper in Jahannam. What sacrifice our elders are doing in their old age, we can't do in our youth. So, oh my servant, you made the ibadat, but who gave you the strength of ibadat? That is why we must always make dua to Allah Pak. Allah Pak must, in the starting of Ramadan I was mentioning, Allah Pak must keep us healthy. That till our last breath, we are establishing every order of Allah Pak. Till our last breath, every salat is completed, every roza is completed, our hajj is, whatever ahkam Allah Pak has made for us upon us, till our last breath, our last namaz must be performed in the masjid. Allah Pak granted to us. Say Ameen, friend. So he says, you my Allah, you gave me the strength to make ibadat. Allah says, who provided for you in that mountain? He says, you, O Allah. So he says, now you're going to go into Jannat with your mercy? With your actions or my mercy? He says, O Allah, with your mercy. Allah is merciful, friend. If Allah wanted, Allah Ta'ala could say, since you are acting difficult, now finish. All your amal are rejected. All your amal are rejected. But Allah Pak teaches insan also. Then Allah Pak will command the malaika to take him into Jannah. Thereafter Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam tells Nabi Kareem Sassam after narrating this hadith, Ya Muhammad, innamal ashya'u bi rahmatillah. O Muhammad alayhi salatu wa taslim, whatever happens, only and only happens through the mercy of Allah Pak. أأنتم أنزلتموه من المزن أم نحن المنزلون أأنتم أنشأتم شجرتها أم نحن المنشئون. Allah says, the rain that comes down, do you cause that rain to descend or do we cause it to descend? لو نشاء جعلناه أجاجا فلولا تشكرون. If we want, we will make that water salty and it deserved to be salty because of your action, but we made it sweet out of our mercy. Why don't you be grateful to us about this? Fa alhamdulillahi alladhi saqani azban furatan bi rahmatihi wa lam yaj'alhu milhan ujajan bi dhunubina. All praise belongs to Allah Pak, who has given me sweet water to drink and who did not make it salty due to our sins. So Allah Pak has given us the tawfiq to sit here, my respected friends. Allah has given us the tawfiq to sit in His house. People like us in the house of Allah Pak. Shaitan told Allah Pak, جَعَلْتَ لِإِبْنِ آدَمْ بُيُوتًا فَمَا بَيْتِ. Ya Allah, you made houses for insan in which they live. So what is my house? قَالَ الْحَمَّامُ. Allah said, the toilet. جَعَلْتَ لِإِبْنِ آدَمْ قُرْآنًا فَمَا قُرْآنِي. Allah, you made Qur'an for insan, they read your kalam. فَمَا قُرْآنِي. What must I read, O Allah? قَالَ الشِّعْرُ. Poetry. وَالشُعَرَاءُ يَتَّبِعُهُمُ الْغَابُونَ. Allah says, the ignorant people and the people that are astray, they follow the poet. With the exception of those nazams in which they are ahkam or they are good messages. Like Hassan ibn Thabit radiyallahu anhu, kana sha'iru Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He was the poet of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So poetry is your Quran, what you will recite. جَعَلْتَ لَهُمْ حَدِيثًا فَمَا حَدِيثِي. Ya Allah, you made speech for insan with which they communicate and they converse. What is my speech? قَالَ الْكِذْبُ. Lies is your speech. Lies is the speech of Iblis. مَلْعُون. لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْكَاذِبِينَ. Allah announces in His Quran, the curse of Allah and the curse of the Malaika descend upon the liars. Many a times to promote an item in the business, without any hesitation and reservation, we speak thousands of lies. To promote one item and to destroy our own akhirat. To make an extra 5 rand or extra 10 rand. And I'm coming to the point leading to haram food. Our topic of discussion is, why aren't our du'as accepted today? Why aren't our du'as accepted? We are coming to the topic of haram food. How much or to what extent it has become a barrier in our du'as being accepted. جَعَلْتَ لَهُمْ طَعَامًا فَمَا طَعَامِي. Allah, you made food for insan. What is my food? Allah answered, مَا لَمْ يُذْكَرْ إِسْمِي عَلَيْهِ. That food on which my name is not taken, that is your food. So a man sat down with his wife and children on the table, and the food is laid out of halal earning. Now he doesn't take the name of Allah Pak. Now the food of shaitan he is eating and he is consuming. Now you tell me, with that food, can he get the strength to make the ibadat of Allah Pak? Can he get the strength to make the ibadat of Allah Pak? One alim has written a waqia. Great alim. He says, one day I went to someone's house for a dawat. Wealthy person. So I came away from the dawat. In fact, he mentions, I had two dawats this week. One was at a poor man's house and one was at a wealthy person's house. He says, after eating at that wealthy man's house, for 1 year, the thought of zina stayed in my mind. For 1 year. So I kept on thinking, I said, Ya Allah, what is this? Why is this bugging me? He says, Allah Pak explained to me through the dream that it was the effect of the food that you ate at that wealthy man's house. It was not of halal earning. Doesn't mean we cannot eat at wealthy people's home. But the food that you ate at that poor man's house, that money was with his own sweat. Like a person will go and mow someone's lawn and make money. Halal earning with his own sweat. So for so long the thoughts of zina remained in my mind. So shaitan asked Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In one hadith it comes, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when a man enters into his home and he doesn't take the name of Allah Pak, then shaitan says, adraktumul mabit. Raat sone ki jagah tumhe mil gayi. He tells his army, tonight we won't have to look for shelter. We've got a whole huge mansion here. Now that person on whose bed Shaitan is sleeping between him and his wife, can that man get up for Fajr? Can that man then have the dream of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? If he won't have evil dreams, then what else will he have? These are petty things which you and I regard as petty, put it that way. Adraktumul mabit. Every day the Iblis is entering into our homes and he's sitting there and he's sleeping there and he's eating on our dastarkhan. One sahabi was eating. And he slipped to mention, to take the name of Allah Pak. So while he was eating, this comes in the hadith. He mentioned the name of Allah Pak. That why is Bismillahi awwalahu wa akhirahu. Bismillahi awwaluhu wa akhiruhu. Bismillahi fi awwalihi wa akhirihi. It's narrated with all three riwayats. Nasatin Bismillahi wa ala barakatillah. While he was eating, when he read this dua, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam actually smiled. Sahaba asked why. Said, I actually seen Shaitan spewing everything out. We cannot see. There was one buzruk. When he used to come for Jummah Salah, Allahu Akbar. He used to come last and he used to leave first. And he would tie a cloth around his eyes. So people asked him, what's this now? He says, Wallah, when I come for the majma for Jummah Namaz, I am seeing apes and swines in that masjid. I am actually seeing apes and swines in that masjid. Allah has actually revealed it to me. So I make dua to Allah, Allah, I don't want to see it, so I tie my eyes, I come last and I leave first. So my respected friend, Allah Pak has given us the tawfiq to sit in the house of Allah. This is what I was mentioning. Abu Umama is the narrator of the hadith. He says, one Jew asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is the best of land which is the best of place in this whole dunya? The most honored land. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahu Akbar, he says, I will ask Jibreel when he comes. Allahu Akbar. Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam comes, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him the question. He says, oh Muhammad, I was on one occasion so close to Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that between me and Allah there were only 70,000 veils. That is exceptionally close, friends, to Allah Pak. Hijabam min nurin, veils of light. And on that occasion Allah Pak told me, khayrul biqai masajiduha wa sharrul biqai aswaquha, that the best land on the face of this earth is the houses of Allah Pak. And the worst land is the bazaar. Shaitan told Allah Pak, جَعَلْتَ لَهُمْ مَجَالِسْ فَمَا مَجْلِسِ قَالَ أَسْتُوقِ. Oh Allah, you made gatherings where insan gather and they speak. What is my gathering? Allah Pak says, the bazaar. A man can go shopping from early in the morning till late in the night. There is no, he doesn't get exhausted, he doesn't get tired, his legs are not paining, his eyes are not paining, nothing is wrong. But to sit in the masjid of, in the house of Allah Pak, if they pull the talk 5 minutes longer or the imam sir pulls the namaz 5 minutes longer, hey, we verify there. I don't know, this Maulvi got another tune. 5 minutes, my respected friends, in the house of Allah Pak. May Allah give us the tawfiq we can sit in such gatherings. May Allah give us the tawfiq we attend such gatherings. The malaika descend. When this gathering terminates, then one angel announces, قُومُوا مَغْفُورًا لَكُمْ فَتْبُدِّلَتْ سَيِّعَاتُكُمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. Stand up in such a way that Allah has forgiven your sins. Your bad deeds have been converted into good deeds. فَتْبُدِّلَتْ سَيِّعَاتُكُمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. The verse that I recited in the starting of the khutbah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. O Nabi of Allah, when my servants ask you regarding me, anni, mere bare mein, inni qareeb, then let them know I am very close. You see, Allah Pak starts the Quran. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allah, all praise belongs to Allah Pak, who is the master, who is the king, who is the controller, who is the nourisher, who is the sustainer of all the world. Now naturally, when a man introduces someone with so many degrees of this dunya, then a certain awe penetrates in his heart and mind regarding this person. So how great is Allah Pak? He is the master of all the world. How can we speak to that Allah Pak? Such a great Allah. Side by side, he mentions, Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. He is the most compassionate and the most merciful also. So not to worry. He is a prayer away. Lift your hands. If you want Allah to speak to you, then read the kalam of Allah. And if you want to speak to Allah, then read namaz. If you want Allah to speak to you, then read the kalam of Allah. And if you want to speak to Allah, then say Allahu Akbar. And tie your ties away from this dunya. I'm away from everything. I'm conversing with my creator now. Leave me and don't interfere. We are deriving one pleasure. When a person is out on journey and he receives the letter of his wife, then how does he read that letter, friends? Thoroughly. Meanwhile, she told him already on the phone what I wrote in the letter. He knows already, but every morning he'll read the same letter. Otherwise, if he doesn't read it by night, he won't fall off to sleep. This is the letter from Allah Pak himself, my respected friend. Said to say, today we haven't got time. We've got time to read the newspaper cover to cover. We haven't got time to read one Yasin before we go to job. We've got time to read every paper, the Citizen, Sunday Times, Lineja Times, every paper. We haven't got time to read the Kalam of Allah Pak. Allahu Akbar. So when my servants ask you regarding me, inni qareeb, I am very close. أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعاني فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون. I answer the prayer of those who beseech me and supplicate before me. أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعان. So, when I am so close and I accept the du'as, so tell them now they must ask from me. Why aren't they asking from me? It comes in the hadith, من لم يسأل الله يغضب عليه. That person who doesn't ask Allah Pak, Allah Pak announces his anger with him. My respected friends, if there are two children, we've got two children. One brings good results and he's always good and he's well mannered and he does everything. Ask him for something, he brings it. And you praise the next son in front of him, what will happen to that boy? His heart will burst. So Allah does everything, respected friends, and then you and I take out our hands in front of the next man, and we praise the next man. وَالَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِهِ لَا يَسْتَجِيبُونَ لَهُمْ بِشَيْءٍ إِلَّا كَبَاسِطِ كَفَّيْهِ إِلَى الْمَاءِ. Those who seek their need from anyone besides Allah is like a man who comes to a well and he stretches his hands. Basit, spread, kaffay, his palms, kaffay, plural. In al-ma, to the well, liyablugha fa, and he's thirsty and he puts his hands in front of the water and he says, water, 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 water. Wama huwa bi balighi. May Allah says that water will never reach his mouth. Allah says, whoever turns to anyone besides Allah, his example is like this person. Wallah, the Quran has the solution of every problem of ours. Sad to say, we haven't turned to the Quran. So Allah says, tell them to turn to me, I will grant them. Ya ibadi kullukum dhallun illa man hadaytuhu fastahduni ahdikum. Ya ibadi kullukum ja'i'un illa man kasawtuhu fastaksuni aksukum. Ya ibadi kullukum aar illa man. Ya ibadi kullukum ja'i'un illa man at'amtuhu fastat'imuni ut'imukum. O my servants, every one of you is astray. Every one of you is astray. Kullukum dhallun illa man hadaytuhu. With the exception of the one that I guide. So seek guidance and I will guide you. With how much muhabbat and shafqat and love Allah speaks in this hadith. Hadith Qudsi. Ya ibadi, kullukum ja'i'un. O my servants, every one of you is hungry. Illa man at'amtuhu, with the exception of the one that I feed. So ask from me and I will feed. Inna Allah huwa razzaq. Allah alone is the sustainer. Allah Pak speaks about this in the Quran, that Allah sustains. So much, respected friends, but if there is anything on which our iman is weak today, then it is on the fact that Allah is the provider. Before that son grows up, when he's a small boy, Dikra, what are you going to do in life? How are you going to eat? Dikra, how are you going to support your family? We are speaking about it in our talk, but wallah, the reality of that, not one fraction of that has dawned upon our hearts. My son, if you don't make it in your exams, what's going to happen to you? So that Allah can only provide when we've got a degree? The Allah that was providing yesterday cannot provide today? حي قيوم لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. He's alive. He doesn't sleep. He's free from every fault and deficiency. تقدس ربي من كل عيب ونقص. يا عبادي كلكم عار. Oh my servants, every one of you is naked, with the exception of the one that I clothe. So ask from me and I will clothe you. Respected friends, to ask from Allah. And Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, dua is ibadat. Allahu Akbar. In other words, when you getting up and you are making dua, Ya Allah, my business is bad, O Allah. Ya Allah, things are not working out for me. Ya Allah, you open up my things, O Allah. You give me a flourishing business. You are making dua for your material benefit. Allah will grant it to you also, and it's been recorded as you are worshipping Allah. Allahu Akbar. Can there be a more merciful Allah, my respected friend? Can there be a more caring Allah? Can there be a more compassionate Allah? The greatest thing, respected friends, that has become the barrier in our dua has been accepted, wallah, it is the consumption of haram food. Allah Pak says in the Quran, that person, فَإِن لَّمْ تَفْعَلُوا فَأْذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. If you will not stop taking interest, then I announce war. I announce war. In the entire Quran and Hadith, only on two occasions has Allah Ta'ala mentioned a warning as announcing war. He has mentioned Jahannam and different punishments. But on two things only has Allah announced the punishment that I announce war. One is when a man takes interest, and one is when a person plays with a friend of Allah. Man aada li waliyan faqad aazantuhu bil harb. Manana Khalil Ahmed Saharan Puri Rahmatullah Alayhi was walking. Someone spoke ill of him. He's with his disciples, his followers. He says, Bhai, tum badla lelo. Badla lelo jalli, take revenge. Everyone is hesitating. Hazrat, Islam teaches us to pardon and to overlook. He says, badla lelo, take revenge. He hardly takes two steps and that man collapses. He says, Maine kaha tum badla le lo, warna mera Allah badla lega. Take revenge. I see the azab of Allah came. Allah is going to take badla. Now you rather take badla quickly. Your sleep would have been light. Now the azab of Allah came. The man collapsed on the spot. So when a man will not stop taking interest, Allah says, I announce war. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in one hadith, a man's earnings are haram. With that haram money, he buys clothes. With that haram money, he buys food. With that haram money, he purchases the ticket to go and visit the house of Allah Pak. One Sahabi lifted his hands, Allah brought down rain. One Sahabi lifted his hands, Allah stopped rain. One Sahabi lifted his hand, Allah moved the mountain. One Sahabi lifted his hands, Allah gave life to his dead conveyance. Wallah, today billions are holding the ghilaf of the Kaaba, nothing is happening. Billions are holding the ghilaf of the Kaaba, nothing is happening. And the way we are carrying on, wallah, nothing will happen. One Sahabi lifted his hand, water gushed out from the earth. They used to decide on two rakat namaz, they used to bring down decisions. Decisions, my respected friends. The dunya didn't know them. Like Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَخْفِيَاءٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفُونَ فِي السَّمَاءِ. No one knew them in the dunya, but every angel recognized them by their name. إِنَّ مِنْ أُمَّتِي مَنْ لَوْ أَتَى بَابَ أَحَدِكُمْ. From among my followers, they are such, if he has to come and knock your door, and he asks you for one dinar, you slam the door on his face. If he asks you for five cents, you slam the door on his face. But his darja in the eyes of Allah is such, if he asks Allah, Jannat, Allah will give him Jannat. The hadith. إذا رآهم الجاهل ظن بهم سقما وما بهم من سقم إلا الخوف ليظلون يوم القيامة يوم لا ظل إلا ظله. If a strange man will have to look at them, then he will make yakin that this man is mad. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, they are not mad. It is the fear of Allah. By the qasam of Allah, Allah will give him shade under his throne. On that day, where there will be no shade other than the shade of Allah. So Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, he purchases haram things. And then he comes and he holds the ghilaf of the Kaaba and he makes dua. Nabi Sassam says, Anna yustajab, how can that man's dua ever be accepted? When one haram mortal enters the fort, 40 days ibadat is rejected. 40 days ibadat is not accepted. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. There was one person, one soothsayer. One occasion he came to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and he presented some food. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu took a morsel. After a little while, this same person tells Abu Bakr, normally whenever you took any food from me, you always question me how I got this food. Today you took it. He says, hamalani ju, by the pangs of hunger. It was excessive hunger. Anyway, tell me, how did you get this morsel of food in front of him? He says, in the days of ignorance, this was my profession, which is haram to earn that money. The money of a kahin or the money of a soothsayer, whatever the case may be. And these people were owing some money and they paid me. And with that money, I bought some food and this is the food that you ate. Wallah, it comes in the kitab, friends. He placed his fingers in his mouth and he tried and forced that muscle out. Wahmarrat aina, his eyes became red, his face became pale, he became sick and the muscle is not coming out. Someone told him, drink so much water that the muscle is forced out. He drank so much and he started vomiting. He became ill for a couple of days, but in the end he got that muscle out of his stomach. Today, a man's earnings are haram. And then he comes on the coffee, on the dining table. And then he tells, he has the audacity, Allah na naam leine kao jo. Bismillah parine kao jo. He is forcing someone on kufr. It's like you're pointing a gun at someone and you say, deny the oneness of Allah. You are putting haram food in front of him and then you say, take the name of Allah and eat the haram food. My ustad used to say the example of that is, if there's excreta on your clothes, you wash it with urine. Pakhana ko pishab se dolo. You think that's going to make a difference? Ibrahim ibn Adam rahmatullah alayhi has narrated certain reasons why du'as are rejected. Why du'as are not being accepted? And Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, a du'a of a person will be accepted provided he doesn't hasten. Sahaba said, O Nabi of Allah, what do you mean when you say hasten? Provided he doesn't say that I'm making du'a and Allah is not accepting my du'a. Today it's a very common statement. Make du'a for me. You know, me, I'm a big shaitan. My du'as don't get accepted. Provided he doesn't say that Allah will accept his du'a. So Ibrahim ibn Adam rahmatullah alayhi says, why your du'as are not being accepted? Listen to them, friends, how logical these reasonings are. He says, لِأَنَّكُمْ أَسْخَطْتُمْ رَبَّكُمْ وَلَمْ تَتْلُبُوا رِضَاهُ. You have earned the displeasure of your Allah and you haven't bothered once again pleasing Him. I mean, if a man has a tiff with his wife early in the morning, then when he goes to his job, he'll make 10 calls. What can I get for you today? Can I get you one? He'll buy one box of one bouquet of flowers, one chocolate. 10 phone calls he'll make a job to overcome the displeasure of his wife and convert it into pleasure. And Allah Pak, his son in 24 hours, he's not bothered about. He's eating comfortably, he's sleeping. That man's whole day at job will go just like that. Everyone will make out this man had a problem at home. Why? His wife is angry with him. And Allah Pak is angry with us, my respected friends. We are eating comfortably, we are sleeping comfortably, and we are enjoying comfort on vacations. Not bothered in the least that we have even displeasured Allah Pak. Now we do so much wrong to Allah, and then you lift your hands, and then you expect the dua to be accepted. Is it logic? Are we speaking sense? I mean, let's ponder. I mean, each one of us sitting here, let me look deep down. Let us listen to this. Everyone's got problems. There is no one in this dunya that hasn't got problems. Everyone. There is no one that is independent from Allah Pak. Everyone needs Allah Pak respected. There is no man, wallah, with no exception. I got this problem. I'm making dua from a long time. This thing is not working out. I'm always wondering, why isn't Allah accepting? Let me see what wrong is in me. There's this wrong of mine that I'm doing. I'm never reading my Fajr namaz with Jamaat. I'll read all the other four namazes. Fajr, every day I'll make qaza. But I turned out to be bad. So I'm the cause, in fact. I'm causing the harm. And then I'm wondering why my Allah don't want to accept my dua. And I'm questioning Allah, Malana, why doesn't Allah accept our duas? But I'm not questioning myself that I'm getting up every morning 8 o'clock and then I'm making my Fajr qaza and at times I don't make it also. A person gets his daughter married. He invites everyone for the wedding. Even those that he don't speak to, he wants on that occasion they must speak. You know, no one must back out. We want all the family to assist and cooperate. Everyone must be pleased. As when the people come in, then he entertains everyone. But you got everything. Everyone must be happy. He is hosting these people. Everyone must be happy. But in the process of pleasing everyone, the anger of Allah descends upon him. How many haram things in that nikah that he is not bothered about? He pleases all the family members. And those that he doesn't speak to also, he pleases them on that occasion. But how much he has displeased Allah, that there's no question about. I was mentioning to some youngsters. Today, my respected friends, a person was stopped from a vice from every reason other than the fear of Allah. As a person has to go out, he's got a date with a girl. In the end, he didn't go. Why? No, my grandmother is sick, so we had to go to hospital. It was raining, so we couldn't make it. It was never that we didn't go because of the fear of Allah. We were stopped from an evil from every reason other than the fact my Allah is getting displeased with me. We couldn't see the film. The light struck, the switches. But my Allah is being angry. The anger of Allah has not become a barrier for you and I abstaining from any evil. That is the khulasa of what I'm saying. So now, that Allah who we are just pleasing 24 hours, that Allah must just accept our du'as. When we tell the son to bring me a glass of water and he refuses, then tomorrow we don't give him spending and 1 week we don't want to speak to him for one glass of water. And here we are violating the orders of Allah. We are misusing every ni'mat of Allah Pak, and Allah must just keep on giving. Let's continue with the reasons why du'as are rejected. Very briefly we are discussing this. لأنكم تقولون نحن عبيد الله ولا تعملون عمل العبيد. You claim to say you are the servants of Allah, but your actions are contradicting your statement. Your actions are contradicting your statement. Allah says in the last sifara, والعاديات ضبحا فالموريات قدحا فالمغيرات صبحا فَأَثَرْنَ بِهِ نَقْعًا فَوَسَطْنَ بِهِ جَمْعًا. Look at the horse. That horse endangers its own life to protect the life of his master. فَوَسَطْنَ بِهِ جَمْعًا. It penetrates into the battlefield. Endangering its own life, its life is at stake for one temporary master who is not the true master, who did not create that horse. And what has this master done? Given it some hay and some water to drink. Nothing above that. But that horse gives its whole life for that one master who is just for this dunya. Insan, Allah has given everything for you. How much are you doing for Allah Pak? What have you done for your true master? What have you done? So you claim to say you are the servants of Allah Pak. نحن عباد الله ولكن لا تعملون عمل العبيد. But you are not doing what a slave has to do in front of a master. أنكم تقولون نحن من أمة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. You proudly speak from the minbar about the honor that you have by being the followers of Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم. but you are only uttering it verbally, your dressing, your conduct, your morals don't prove it at all. Let me ask myself, my wife and children that are at home, my children are going to college and university. When people are seeing them, are they being recognized that these are followers of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Well, he's got the hairstyle of such a musician. He's wearing the thing on his wrist, what such a cricketer wears. He's wearing those techies, what that cricketer wears. Or he's heavy, he's wearing that t-shirt, who's got the name of that soccer player. So head to toe, he is promoting the things of the kuffar. Can he be recognized as a follower of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? His hair is like this kuffar, he wants to dress like this kuffar, he wants a car like this, everything. So you say you're the followers of this Nabi, but what have you done to uphold or to back your statement? My friends, let us make a azam here. Today, from today, inshallah, we'll take the Islamic garb. Say inshallah. This will become the dress of our life till the day we leave this dunya. Wallah, if we cannot protect our religion. One person went for an interview. He went up top suit and tie. Told him, you can't come with this garb. You think you'll have honor in that? Wallah, there's no honor in that. أَيَبْتَغُونَ عِنْدَهُمُ الْعِزَّةَ فَإِنَّ الْعِزَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا. Izzat only is in the ahkam of Allah Pak and in the tariqah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa taslim till the last day for any person coming from any background. So he says, you must come top top suit and tie tomorrow. He went with kurta. The first day he went with kurta, turban, beard, everything. Top top suit and tie, clean shaven. Next day he went. When he got there, his boss told him, Baji, you can't look after your own religion. Where you look after my work? So Allah will degrade him in dunya, qabr and akhirat. He'll lose in the dunya also. Never mind, in akhirat, he's a loser. But he'll lose in the dunya also. You can't look after your religion, you sold your religion for 20 rand, for 50 rand, for 1,000 rand. What you'll do, you sell my goods like for nothing. How much, my respected friends, what have we done for that Nabi? Allahu Akbar. Today we feel embarrassed, friends, to be Muslim. We feel embarrassed to... And the sad part of it is, when a man wants to reform, and he wants to lengthen his beard, and he wants to wear the kurta, and he wants to wear the sunnat garb, then before our enemies can laugh at us, our own wife and children will be the first people that will become a barrier. You're looking old with a long beard. You look outdated. How can we walk with the kurta? Friend, are you and I shy to be Muslims? Remember, Allah doesn't need us. Allah doesn't need us. Let us not show Allah the disinclination towards Iman. There are chances we'll die without Iman. Allah, keep us with Iman, take us with Iman, and resurrect us with Iman. Ameen, louder, friends. So you're saying that you are the followers of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but you are contradicting. There is nothing in your life that proves you're a sunnah. There are so many sunnahs. Did we ever think, I always mention, at every Friday if we come, throughout the dunya, if every person makes an intention, I'm going to take one sunnah in me. We make the intention here also today. Inshallah, from today, I'm going to grow the beard. Inshallah. Immaterial, what people say, Ya Allah, deep down, I want to do it, O Allah. But this is what people ask, Ya Allah, you isn't it, Ya Allah. Friends, imagine, we are bothered about what people are saying. What must be happening to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he has been informed of our actions in that Rozae Mubarak? When he must be informed that what the Ummah is doing to his sunnah. This is a common statement on our tongues, it's nothing but a sunnah. Alright, it's a sunnah. Is the tariqah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so cheap in our life, friend? Is it so cheap? So the third reason why your du'as are not accepted is you are claiming to say you're the follower, but you are not showing it in any way. أَنَّكُمْ تَقُولُونَ إِنَّ الدُّنْيَا لَا تُسَاوِي عِنَّ اللَّهِ جَنَاحَ بَعُوضًا. You are the very same ones that narrate those hadith that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says the dunya is not equivalent to the wing of mosquito in the eye of Allah Pak. But you are running behind it. Listen to the logical reasoning. That Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullah alayh, mala Allahu quburahu nur, Allah fill his grave with nur. What wisdom, what great words of wisdom he has mentioned and left for the Ummah till the day of Qiyamah. You are saying that this dunya got no value, but you are flogging Sunday to Sunday. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Wallahi mal faqra akhsha alaykum, walakinnani akhsha an tubsata alaykum al-dunya kama busitat ala man kana qablakum, fatanafasuha kama tanafasuha fatuhlikakum kama ahlakathum. Wallah, I don't fear poverty for my ummah, but I fear that a time will come my ummah will be endowed with the riches of this dunya, the glitter and the glamour and the pomp of this dunya, and they will vie and compete with one another in accumulating and amassing more and more of this dunya, in which all their physical and spiritual strength will be used, and then it will destroy them like how it destroyed the nations that came prior. This is the fear that I'm leaving with my ummah, and I'm leaving this dunya. So you claim to say that this dunya got no value, but it has become easy for you. Because, friends, today we haven't made effort on this iman. You see, a man works 6 days a week. Now Sunday, when he's tired, the day that he has to rest, he gets up earlier than normally. If he goes work 8 o'clock, Sunday is up 6 o'clock. And he's washing the car. And he can already see it's going to rain now. He knows it's going to rain. He's full aware it's going to rain. And he knows where he's going. I don't know, he's going to some farm. He's going to go on a gravel road. That whole car is going to get dusty. He gets up 6 o'clock. That's it. Let us ponder how unfair we are to ourselves. He sits there and he starts washing the car. In the midst of one own beloved son of his, he comes. He's an innocent child. He doesn't know what luck. He just knows that in the car we go from point A to point B. That's all he understands of a car. Whether you put him in a Mini or you put him in a Mercedes. Now, he makes a mark because he was playing in the sand. He loses his head and he slaps that youngster. And many a time he injures his own son. Why? You are not scratching that car, my son. You are scratching my heart. Today we haven't made effort on iman. People are scratching our iman. 24 hours we are smiling at those very same people. People are scratching our iman, sometimes our wives, sometimes our children. Hey, let's go out today, it's a Saturday night, let's enjoy. That son, what he's doing to our iman, that son doesn't love us, he hates us. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu inna min azwajikum wa awladikum aduwwan lakum fahdharuhum. Oh, you who believe, many of your wives and are your children, they look like your wives and their children. They are your arch enemies. They are your arch enemies. Alright, Daddy, you told us in Ramadan we mustn't watch TV. Now Ramadan is over now. Now pressure from the wife, pressure from the children, pressure from everyone. Those are not our near and dear ones. They don't love us, respected friends. They are intending for our destruction. Inna min awlad, inna min azwajikum wa awladikum aduwwan lakum. They are your enemies. So because he made effort on that car, he scratched his heart, that youngster. Today people are actually, what they are doing to our heart, to our iman, my respected friend, because there's no effort. The son that inherits the business, he doesn't value it. The father made day and night one in making that business prosperous. But the father inherited, the son inherited it. So he doesn't know what it is. He says, we will end inshallah. أنكم تقولون إن الآخرة خير من الدنيا. You claim to say that the Akhirat is eternal, which is a reality, and the Akhirat is the original thing. But if anyone who was unaware of the statement of yours and he looks at your actions and the effort that you are contributing to the dunya and the effort that you are contributing to the Akhirat, then without any reservation he will make yaqeen and say that the dunya is eternal. Like Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, كَذَّبَتْ ثَمُودُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِذْ قَالَ لَهُمْ أَخُوهُمْ صَالِحٌ أَلَا تَتَّقُونَ إني لكم رسول أمين فاتقوا الله وأطيعون وما أسألكم عليه من أجر إن أجري إلا على رب العالمين. أتتركون فيما هاهنا آمنين في جنات وعيون وزروع ونخل طلعها هضيم. صالح عليه السلام came to his nation. He says, oh my nation, you living in mansions, you are living in forts, do you think you will never leave this fort? Wallah, a time will come, your janazah will leave from that very same room in which you are spending your whole life. أَتُتْرَكُونَ فِي مَا هَا هُنَا آمِنِينَ. Ponder over this ayat, my respected friends, and every one of us, that ayat fits onto us. Wherever I am, in whatever I am doing, am I under the impression I will never leave here? I will never go from this place? A time will come, I will leave, my respected friends. Every person that carries the janaza, a time will come, كُلُّ حَامِلٍ mahmul, he will be carried. So if we are confronted with the order of Allah Pak and material gain, which one do we go forward towards? If a decision has to be made. For example, a man is going out somewhere. Now he has to leave at this time, and at the same time is the time of Dhuhr Salah. Now his wife and children are pressurizing him, he has to leave. And on the other hand, it is the order of Allah Pak. Now, which way does he turn, or which way are we turning, and which way we should turn? Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tells us, Ali radiallahu anhu, khamsatu ala fishat. Ali, I give you 5,000 sheep. And I teach you 5 words of Allah and Allah's Rasul. Ali decides. I always make this dua, Allah Pak mustn't test us like this also. My dua is, that if we are in the shop and there's no one to run the shop, we alone, Ya Allah, at the time of Dhuhr, there mustn't be one customer. Ya Allah, our iman is too weak that if the customers are there, then we put them outside and we lock the door. Different if someone else is running the shop. But our iman is too weak for us to tell them to wait and for us to go. Ya Allah, if there's no one to run the shop, Ya Allah, don't test us and make us such that business is quiet. Said to say business is quiet, then too we don't leave also. Business is dead, then too we won't leave. O Nabi of Allah, 5,000 sheep is a great commodity. وَلَكِنْ عَلِّمْنِي خَمْسَةُ كَلِمَاتٍ تَنْفَعُنِي فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. But O Nabi of Allah, teach me 5 words. The benefit of 5,000 sheep is limited to this dunya. The day my eyes close, those sheep are gone. But the benefit of this 5 kalima will guide me in dunya qabr and akhirat. Dunya qabr and akhirat. And respected friends, we are put to task in this way every day in different manners. That's what I mentioned, that we'll have to decide, we'll have to surf and see which way we have to turn. Thus a man is confronted with every day. Never mind wife and children, at the time of Fajr Salah, our luxury, our comfort, our pleasure. A man is in his deep sleep. He was exhausted. And then the Muazzin says, Hayya alal falah. Now Allah Pak is testing you. Hayya alal falah. Come towards success. Now does he recognize his success in responding to the order of Allah or in completing his sleep? If it was the iman, then wallah, within seconds he'll drop that blanket and what? Where's the cold water? I want to speak to my Allah. This namaz is for my Allah. Never mind one fajr, 1,000 fajrs I'll make for my Allah. Never mind one fajr, 1,000 fajrs I'll make for my Allah. Bring the ice cold water and I'll go in the ice cold weather. And I'll take a walk. And if it means the dogs will bark, then the dogs will bark. I will make 1,000 fajr. It's for my Allah. It's for no one else beside my beloved. Willingly he'll come forward. And wallah, if he hasn't got the value of iman, then never mind fajr, never mind dhuhr. Weeks will go, months will go, years will go. The adhan will go. He won't even know that in his locality a masjid exists. And there are such incidents. There are such incidents, my respected friends. So Allah Pak is testing us on this occasion. So my respected friends,
The bottom line is, we've got to now respond to Allah Pak. Ramadan is leaving us. Time to bid farewell to the month of Ramadan. There will be thousands and there will be millions that will be crying. Instead to say, there will be millions that will be rejoicing. They will be rejoicing, my respected friends. They will be rejoicing. Shukar Ramadan Kala. And it is a common statement. It is a common statement, my respected friends. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam says, لو يعلم العباد ما في رمضان لتمنت أمتي أن يكون سنة. If my ummah only knew what Allah has kept in the month of Ramadan, then they would desire that Ramadan must last for 1 year. Ya Allah, let Ramadan last. لتمنت أمتي أن يكون سنة. May Allah Pa give us the tawfiq, my respected friends. We benefit from what we discuss. And we make this the turning point of our life. And from now till the day we leave this dunya, we spend our life according to the injunctions of Quran and Hadith. And we make this azam 5 times salah. And I'm giving dawah this whole Ramadan about TV, respected friends. I don't want to argue. We don't want to debate the fact. We don't want to sit and prove this and prove that. Let us make azam. That this, my respected friend, has become the means of the destruction of our children, the means of the harm of great, great things which we are not realizing that is taking place in our home. There are many vices. I mean, a man would say, well, why are you stopping this? Stop that also. That is also haram. We have become so glued to it, friends. When we are watching that film, bear me out. A man gets so carried away and so obsessed. Tikra, just get me a glass of cold water. How he speaks? He doesn't turn his gaze also for that minute. How does he speak? Just get me a glass. Yeah, just see, it's not there, just see behind there. He's doing with his hands. He doesn't turn his eyes away from the devil's box for a second. It is weakening and draining our spiritual power which we were building throughout the month of Ramadan. You see, in Ramadan, we were building. A man is doing ibadah, he's fasting, he's keeping roza. Spiritually, he is gaining power, he is gaining strength, he is gaining might. So now in Ramadan, that is why when a person does an evil for the first time, he says, no, I'm not doing the right thing. But he does it twice, thrice. After it becomes second nature. So initially, his spiritual power refuses and rejects it. So we are gaining spiritual power in the month of Ramadan. Now let us uphold this power